I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, Ariel.
Hi.
Hi, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Ariel.
Okay, Ariel. We have $700 on the line. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
I am.
Number 1, Donald Glover says that TV shows are really boring lately because everyone is afraid of getting quote-unquote canceled. What's Donald Glover's stage name when it comes to his music?
Childish Gambino.
Number 2, Blake Shelton has joined an organization to help feed out-of-work musicians. Before Blake Shelton was engaged to Gwen Stefani, he was married to what superstar?
She sings country music.
Okay. Number 3, Matt Damon says that it would be awesome.
Miranda Lambert.
It's too late. Number 3, Matt Damon says it would be awesome if Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez got back together because he loves both of them. What movie did Matt Damon and Ben Affleck co-star and co-write in 1997 that won them an Oscar?
Good Will Hunting.
Number 4, according to Google, the number 1 question people ask daily is, what time is it? In Cinderella, what time does the pumpkin coach turn back into a pumpkin?
Midnight.
And number 5, Sandra Oh won't return to Grey's Anatomy. She says it's time to move on. What's the name of the fictional hospital where they work on Grey's Anatomy?
Sloan Memorial at some point.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo. Oh, Grey Sloan Memorial.
Ariel did so great, and she should have gotten all 5, but she got 3.
Bad, Ariel. Too bad. Yeah. A couple missteps here. You know, the thing in Vegas, they don't make any exceptions.
Not enough coffee.
All right, let's see how I do. Here we go.
Number 1, Donald Glover says that TV shows are really boring lately because everyone is afraid of being quote-unquote canceled.
Yeah, sure.
What's Donald Glover's stage name when it comes to his music?
He's Childish Gambino.
That's right.
So he's got his shirt off and his stomach hanging out. It's weird.
I'm into it. Number 2, Blake Shelton has joined an organization to help feed out-of-work musicians. Before Blake Shelton was engaged to Gwen Stefani, he was married to what superstar?
Miranda Lambert.
Yes, that is correct.
I watched The Voice last night. Boring.
I like it. I think it's fun.
Oh, it wasn't great.
I can't like get into it where I really follow the people's lives, but I like to watch it in passing.
So much over-singing for the Save Me match, no good.
Number 3, Matt Damon says it would be awesome if Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez got back together because he loves both of them.
Hmm.
What movie did Matt Damon and Ben Affleck co-star and co-write in 1997 that won them an Oscar?
Good Will Hunting.
That's right. Number 4, according to Google, the number 1 question people ask daily is, what time is it? In Cinderella, what time does the pumpkin coach turn back into a pumpkin?
Midnight.
That's right. And number 5, Sandra Oh won't return to Grey's Anatomy. She says it's time to move on. What's the name of the fictional hospital where they work on Grey's Anatomy?
Just renewed for another season, Grey Sloan Memorial.
That's right. I'm sorry, Ariel. He beat you 5-3 this morning. But the truth of the matter is you guys should have tied at 5 because you had those both. Just one was too late and the other one you forgot Grey.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we will get you an Anna
it's a big
Raven
part
t-shirt.
Of better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
It's Ariel, and I can't be Raven.
Well, thanks for trying, Ariel. Hold on. All right, we throw another $100 in that jackpot. Tomorrow morning, same time, you're going to have your shot at $800. Listen, at noon and after 5:30 this afternoon for the cheat sheet, we'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. Remember, you could always submit questions, too, if you think you've got a good one that'll stump him, at annaandraven.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.